Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
You're listening to the Windy City Queercast, show number 469. I'm Amy Matheny, and boy, exhausted is what I think those of us who have been hard at work on the Scrooge and Marley film feel. You know, there's been this little independent film being shot around Chicago with our very own Richard Knight Jr. as one of the directors who does our movie reviews. It's a retelling of the Christmas Carol story, set in contemporary boys town type gay Chicago. And it has been independent filmmaking at its best and most fatiguing. And as we wrap down everything this weekend, wrapped up, I guess you say wrapped up, don't you? See, I'm such a novice. As we wrapped up our weekend, I'm just mindful of how cool it's going to be to have a story with people that we all know in Chicago, in locations we know in Chicago, appearing on the big screen. So there'll be much more information on that. But kudos to the amazing crew, because they just work tirelessly. And when you're working on a small independent film like that, really 14, 16, 18 hour days, if not more, it's really pretty jaw-dropping and awe-inspiring to watch the tireless work. So kudos to everybody for that. And we are excited that today on our show, Jerry Nunn sat down right before Andy Cohen got to town for the big Human First Gala for the Center on Halsted, which happened this past weekend. And we got to talk to Watch What Happens Live, Andy Cohen, everyone's favorite gay. I mean, he's the man who really interjected life and personality and a whole bunch of homosexuality or queerness to the Bravo network. And he's going to be talking about that and Housewives. And Jerry Nunn, and you know, is so like Andy Cohen in that they both love, they have a celebrity boner for about every celebrity and love to get the pictures with the celebrities. So we talk about that, the Housewives, and his new book, which is a memoir called Most Talkative: Stories from the Front Lines of Pop Culture, which you can pick up as well. And of course, you can get all kinds of information on Andy Cohen. But basically, if you turn into Bravo, you're getting the biggest dose of everything Andy Cohen by just turning on the Bravo network. So we've got that. What's going on in the news? Historic news this week from President Obama, as after Amendment 1, happens in North Carolina. The next day, President Obama finally comes back to his original stance, which he had here when he ran for the Illinois Senate, declaring that he does support same-sex marriage and marriage equality for all. And it's about time. And as my dad said when he called this week, he goes, well, I think Michelle and Biden kind of got him back on track, which just cracks me up. So it's good for Obama to be on the right side of this issue, ahead of the curve, at a time when we see that anywhere from 50 to 60% of Americans support marriage equality. You definitely want your president and the leader of the free nation to be on the front end of that curve, or at least I do. That's my opinion. You can have a differing opinion. I don't think if you're listening to this show, you probably do, though. So huge victory for Obama, right in time for the big election and the big ramp up to the election year. So it is a big day of news. Tell you what's going on in the theater scene as more and more shows are popping up. And Andy Cohen here on the Queercast. Named in 2011 as one of the top art fairs in the country by American Style magazine, the Old Town Art Fair celebrates its 63rd anniversary June 9th and 10th. Along the charming tree-lined streets of Chicago's historic Old Town Triangle District, view the work of 260 nationally acclaimed artists with an estimated 50,000 art lovers. The Old Town Art Fair will feature a wide range of art mediums, including 2D and 3D mixed media, drawing, painting, photography, printmaking, ceramics, fiber, glass, jewelry, and works in metal, stone, and wood. Plus, a music stage featuring national talent, cooking demonstrations, and a food court populated by local eateries. The main gate of the Old Town Art Fair is located at Lincoln Avenue and Wisconsin Street. There is a $7 suggested donation. Children under 12 are free. Don't miss the Old Town Art Fair, June 9th and 10th. For more information on the art, bands, food, and events, visit oldtownartfair.org.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is the Week in News. President Obama said in a White House-arranged interview on May 9th that same-sex couples should be able to get married. The statement, in an interview with Good Morning America's Robin Roberts, marks a significant and long-expected evolution for President Obama in his political position concerning same-sex marriage. I've always been adamant that gay and lesbian Americans should be treated fairly and equally, said Obama. I had hesitated on gay marriage, in part because I thought civil unions would be sufficient. But after talking to friends and family, neighbors, and staff, he said, I've just concluded that for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
In North Carolina, voters approved Amendment 1, which bans same-sex marriages and civil unions by a margin of 61 to 39% on May 8th. Passage makes North Carolina the 31st state to pass a state constitutional amendment to block legal recognition of same-sex marriage. And North Carolina's ban goes even farther, banning recognition for any relationship other than a female-to-male marriage. Amendment 1 was on the ballot by virtue of approval by the state legislature last September.
Charges have been filed against 13 people in the hazing death of gay Florida A&M University drum major Robert Champion. Champion died November 19, 2011, after a ritual called Crossing Bus C, in which band members are forced to walk between other band members, each kicking or punching him. This case is one of the biggest criminal cases ever that involves hazing.
Clothing company Gap has unveiled a new ad featuring a same-sex couple. Corporations such as J. Crew and Ray-Ban have also recently shown ads with male couples. The New York Times profiled Gap Incorporated, noting that the brand is attempting to recapture the sense of cool the company brought in the 90s.
In Tennessee, a high school journalism instructor has angered locals by publishing a profile of an openly gay graduating student in the yearbook. In the profile, student Zach Mitchell talks about everything from being bullied to cross-dressing and being hit on by straight guys. Because of the piece, Loudoun County School Board member Van Shaver is calling for a criminal investigation of the yearbook's faculty advisor, James Yokley.
The United Methodist Church, UMC, voted May 2nd to maintain the denomination's position that homosexual acts are incompatible with Christian teaching. In separate votes, nearly 1,000 delegates defeated two agree-to-disagree proposals that sought to add more ambiguous statements about homosexuality to the Book of Discipline. With nearly 8 million members in the United States, the UMC remains the country's largest mainline Protestant denomination.
In what some consider to be a stunning about face, a GOP-controlled Colorado State House committee has approved a civil unions bill. The bill, sponsored by gay Denver Democrat Senator Pat Steadman and Representative Mark Ferrandino, passed through the House Judiciary Committee 6-5 with support from Republican B.J. Nickel. Nickel, who voted against the bill last year, said it was simply the right thing to do.
Josh Dixon may become the first openly gay gymnast to compete on the U.S. Olympic team. The Stanford graduate took a big step toward that goal at the U.S. men's qualifier May 5th in Colorado Springs, Colorado, finishing second out of the 72 competitors.
Robin McCormick, Austin's first liaison to the gay community, was discovered dead by police in his Dorchester apartment with a self-inflicted gunshot wound April 6th. The remains of McCormick, who was 63, have gone unclaimed by his family, who say they don't know what his wishes were. Attorney Joe Donnellan and retired Boston Police Sergeant Herb White, who both knew McCormick for a long time, are working on a memorial. Mayor Kevin H. White appointed McCormick as liaison in 1979.
Author Maurice Sendak, best known for writing and illustrating the kids' book Where the Wild Things Are, died May 8th at the age of 83. In a 2008 piece, he told the New York Times, "All I wanted was to be straight so my parents could be happy. They never, never, never knew." Sendak had a companion of 50 years, Eugene Glenn, who died in 2007. There were no other immediate family survivors.
In Iowa, Catholic Bishop Martin Amis overruled school officials and will not let the pro-LGBT Eichner Foundation present the Matthew Shepard Scholarship to student Keaton Fuller at a ceremony on May 20th. Fuller was supposed to receive the honor at Prince of Peace Catholic School in Clinton, Iowa. Fuller, believed to be the first out gay student at a Catholic high school to attend multiple school dances with a partner of the same sex, said in an open letter that he felt invalidated and unaccepted.
In California, the San Diego City Council unanimously voted to give final approval to rename a street after the late gay rights figure Harvey Milk. San Diego now becomes the first city in the country to have a street named for Milk. The street will be unveiled May 22nd.
Presumptive GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney apologized for a series of high school pranks, including one that some consider to be gay bashing. While at a Michigan prep school in 1965, Romney pulled out scissors and cut fellow student John Lauber's hair while Romney and other students pinned Lauber down. Lauber had bleached blonde hair that hung over one eye. He later came out as gay.
In Washington, D.C., now former American University student government president Tim McBride came out April 30th as a transgender woman, Sarah McBride. In stepping down from office, McBride wrote in an op-ed for the student paper The Eagle, "I wrestled with the idea that my dream and my identity seemed mutually exclusive. I had to pick, so I picked what I thought was easier and wouldn't disappoint people." McBride, a junior, said the reactions have been very positive for the most part.
In world news, in St. Petersburg, Russia, gay rights activist Nikolai Alexeyev has become the first man convicted under that city's gay propaganda laws. Alexeyev was reportedly fined 5,000 rubles, or about $170, for the promotion of homosexuality among minors. In April, Alexeyev held up a sign reading "Homosexuality is not a perversion" outside the Smolny Institute.
In Chile, the country's Congress has passed a hate crimes law after men said to be neo-Nazis brutally murdered a young gay man. By a vote of 25-3, the legislative body passed the measure, which allows people to file anti-discrimination lawsuits and which adds hate crime sentences for violent crimes. Daniel Zamudio, a gay man, was found beaten and mutilated in a city park in March. Swastikas had been carved into his body.
François Hollande, the new president-elect of France, is expected to push marriage equality and same-sex adoption. In a runoff election, the socialist Hollande edged incumbent Nicolas Sarkozy. Currently in France, same-sex couples can only enter civil solidarity pacts. However, in his manifesto, Hollande pledged, "I will open the right to marriage and adoption to homosexual couples." He takes office on May 15th.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton will receive the World LGBT Award at the World Pride in London July 5th. The award is in recognition of her efforts to protect the rights of LGBT people worldwide, and the honor will take place at the Dine with Pride fundraiser.
In entertainment news, Lindsay Lohan and Samantha Robinson may be a couple again. Reports say that the twosome were holding hands and flirting just like the old days at the New York nightclub Le Baron. Lohan and Robinson dated on and off for about 2 years. The pair split in 2009.
Casting is complete for the national tour of the Tony Award-winning production of Larry Kramer's The Normal Heart. Patrick Breen will head the cast as AIDS activist Ned Weeks. Luke McFarlane and Patricia Wettig will also be featured. The Normal Heart is about a tight-knit group of friends that refuse to let doctors, politicians, and the press bury the truth of an unspoken epidemic behind a wall of silence.
The ABC show What Would You Do? Recently set up a scenario that tested patrons' acceptance of a transgender server at Colonial Diner in Lyndhurst, New Jersey. Carmen Carrera, a 26-year-old transgender woman who has appeared on RuPaul's Drag Race, played herself as a waitress at the diner, while an actor named Kevin, who called Carrera a freak, among other things. Some diners defended Carrera, with one saying, "It's okay to be whoever you want to be. This is America."
On the May 6th episode of Celebrity Apprentice, comedian Lisa Lampanelli won $100,000 for Gay Men's Health Crisis. The organization is the nation's oldest HIV/AIDS care, prevention, and advocacy provider.
NBC has picked up The New Normal, yet another show by Ryan Murphy of Glee, an American Horror Story. The new comedy centers on a gay couple and a woman who becomes a surrogate to help them have children. Justin Bartha and the Book of Mormon's Andrew Rannells will play the young couple. Ellen Barkin will play the surrogate's grandmother. And the Real Housewives of Atlanta's Nene Leakes will play a recurring character.
Hairstyling pioneer Vidal Sassoon has died at the age of 84. Authorities determined that he died of natural causes, although he reportedly battled leukemia. He is known for turning women onto his wash-and-wear cuts in the 1960s. He was married 4 times, had 4 children with second wife Beverly.
Barbara Streisand will offer her first public performance this fall in Brooklyn. The singer-slash-actress will perform the show Back to Brooklyn in the Barclays Center, the borough's new 19,000-seat sports and entertainment venue, October 11th. Tickets go on sale May 21st at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
Britney Spears has made a deal with the reality show The X Factor. Spears will receive $16 million for joining Simon Cowell and L.A. Reid as a judge.
And Against Me singer Tom Gabel came out as transgender in Rolling Stone magazine. Gabel, who has dealt privately with gender dysphoria, will soon begin transition by taking hormones and undergoing electrolysis treatments. Gabel will eventually take the name of Laura Jane Grace and will remain married to wife Heather. And that's the Week in News brought to you by Windy City Times.
Hello, Deb Pierce here, letting you know that we'd love to hear back from you. So go ahead. You know you want to. Post a comment.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club. Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of May 14th, 2012, you are in Chicago's Culture Club. Broadway director David Cromer delivers a powerful new production of Jonathan Larson's Tony Award-winning musical, Rent. Produced by About Face Theater and American Theater Company, Rent plays now through June 17th. Time Out Chicago gives the show 4 stars, and Chicago Tribune's Chris Jones says he has never seen a more moving, honest staging. Tickets available through aboutfacetheater.com.
The Tony-nominated musical Title of Show is now playing at Northlight Theater. This original musical comedy about 4 friends navigating their way through creative differences and commercial success. The New York Times calls Title of Show catnip for show queens, and the Memphis Flyer raves pretty bleeping good. For tickets to Title of Show, visit northlight.org. Playing through June 10th.
Lifeline Theater continues its 29th season of Big Stories Up Close with Jane Austen's beloved romance, Pride and Prejudice. Adapted by Christina Calvin. For tickets to Pride and Prejudice, visit lifelinetheater.com. Pride and Prejudice runs Thursday through Sunday through June 10th. And for more Culture Club, visit windycitytimes.com.
Hi, I'm Amy Ray, and you're listening to the Windy City Queercast.
So we are so excited about you coming to Chicago, first of all.
Me too. I love Chicago.
When's the last time you've been there?
Okay. Let me think. Dude, I can't remember. It was probably a year and a half ago, I bet.
Okay. Well, it's about time.
Some ad sales people.
Okay. All right. And so you
could be. It could be. I can't remember. Is the answer.
Oh, that's okay. So you're coming with Katie Lang. Have you met her before?
I've never met her. I'm such a fan of hers.
She's got an incredible voice.
Yeah.
So.
She really does.
So we appreciate you coming out for a good cause, for human rights and all that.
Yeah. And love a good cause.
And if you get a chance, you should go to the Center on Halsted to check out, you know, our LGBT center there.
I hear it's great.
It really is. It's very impressive. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So, I will see you there, definitely. let's talk about the book. You had me at hello with Susan Lucci at the beginning.
Good. Fun story, right?
Definitely. And then it was like full circle last night.
Isn't that crazy? I got a little choked up at the beginning of the show. I don't know if you could tell.
I couldn't tell.
I
couldn't tell, no. You hit it well.
Right. It was total full circle. I mean, here's this woman that, you know, kind of took me to lunch and changed my life in 1987, and then she's appearing on my show years later. It was very cool, and life is so funny and amazing like that.
Yeah. When did you first fall in love with celebrities? When was the...
Well, I really fell in love with TV is what I fell in love with, just from as far as I can remember, you know, from Brady Bunch. And I just got hooked, and I always, you know, I grew up 2 inches in front of the TV, and I always wanted to, you know, be in TV somehow. I wanted to be on TV, I wanted to be in it, and the idea that I've gotten to do this for 23 years is amazing, and the way it happened is also kind of a great story, and it's one of the reasons that I wanted to write the book, and I have so many funny stories about my life in TV, you know, as what, you know, and I also talk about my coming out story, which I think is, you know, important for anybody to kind of share and pass on.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah, I love the stories like the Tammy Faye. Loved it. That was great.
Good.
And then Queer Donna, I'm like, I forgot all about her. Like, whatever happened to Queer Donna?
I'm so glad you're the first person to pick up on the Queer Donna reference.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to her. We'll have to look her up.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned the Oklahoma bombing, which my uncle was part of. I was born in Oklahoma. So
Okay. It
was really important that you, you know, I thought that was really important that you brought that up. And,
yeah.
And that was something you covered, you know.
Yeah.
Is it hard to, you know, balance between having fun and doing this and then covering, you know, important issues and things like that? It must be.
It was, yeah, it was hard. It was hard. I mean, I ultimately wound up getting burned out on the news business, and I think it's, you know, it's pretty clear in the book how that happened, and it was a wild time. You know, I'm glad I was in my 20s pretty much the whole time in the 90s so that I could just, you know, I didn't get much sleep. You know what, actually, I haven't gotten much sleep since I was, like, 18, come to think of it, that was a wild part of my life.
Yeah, I mean, you must have a grueling schedule with forming, you know, doing a live show every day, you know, almost like, what, 5 days a week?
So. Doing that and the day job, it's a lot.
Yeah. Now, let's see. And I love the Oprah part. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, good. I do, too.
Yeah. Everyone's had their O experience, you know, I think.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Mine was very, like, Kathy Griffin, and I was, like, in the audience and raising the roof and, like, where are my peeps at? And it was, like, all women with, like, bright-colored shirts on. And,
right.
Yeah,
right.
They weren't there.
Right.
Let's see. How long did it take you to write the book?
4.5 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was, I had a very hard deadline of January 1st. I started writing it in the middle of August, and I did not have much time at all. I'm very good with the deadline.
Okay.
So, very deadline-oriented person, and so this was the you know, I have a very hard deadline, and I just had to jam it out. So spent every weekend as a shut-in in Sag Harbor writing. It was pretty fun, though. It was probably the most fulfilling thing, writing a book. Just, it's kind of tangible proof of something that you did.
Definitely, yeah. So has your family seen the book, friends?
Yeah. They're all amused. Uh-huh. and they're all amused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a great sense of humor. I can just, you know, it reads just like you.
Yeah, right.
So, and then the Eddie Murphy part was, sounded so traumatizing. I was like, oh.
It really was, you know. Yeah. I mean, people forget that Eddie Murphy, you know, he just used to, his whole act was built around dropping the F-bomb, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a really hard, that was a hard thing for me.
Yeah.
Went to that show. I mean, you know, and being on mushrooms obviously didn't help matters.
Right.
Yeah, that was upsetting, and I think, you know, there were no gay people on TV. It just felt like there were no gay people anywhere, it felt like to me. So that was a really hard time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Funny how far we've all come.
Yeah, but you know, I just a few years ago, I went to a Joe Coy show, and he said something to the audience member, like, "What are you looking at, faggot?" And I just got really upset, and I wrote a story about it, and it blew up. It went everywhere. Like, Perez put it on his website.
Wow.
All these people. Chelsea talked about it. I mean, it was like...
Yeah, so it's like, you can't do that anymore.
No.
People... Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep, exactly. Okay, well, if you'll let me... Can we plead the fifth? Can you play the game with me? Will you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. First question. Okay, I need, like, the dramatic music, but... are you single?
Yes.
Oh, you are? Okay. This one you probably have to plead that fifth. Okay, who is your least favorite or favorite housewife?
Plead the fifth.
Okay. And what celebrity... Well, you kind of mentioned this in the book. Disappointed you after meeting them, or I guess...
God.
Diana Ross seemed like maybe one.
It only was because I had such a... She was really nice, but if you build something up in your mind that it's going to be the most profound experience ever, there's almost no way that you won't be disappointed in some way. So she was lovely, but I think in my mind, I thought she was a superhero.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So...
I know. I met her last week, actually, and...
Wow.
And I was...
She's great.
I didn't know what to say to her, though. You know, what do you say that
there
she hasn't heard?
What do you say to this woman? Like, ain't no mountain high enough, you know?
And everyone's just saying how much they love her, so you can't say that, you know? Like,
exactly.
So it was tough. I just said, thank you for putting on such a great show. And she was like, you know, you're welcome. And it was really super nice, but that was, you know, different. Okay, so is there anyone on Watch What Happens Live that you'd like to have that you haven't had? Is there somebody, a dream person?
Michelle Obama.
Oh.
How cool would that be?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, you're
the
getting...
The real first housewife.
Yeah. Well, you're getting better. I mean, come on, you got a Kardashian? Are you kidding? That's, like, the biggest deal.
I love it that that's the... I also got, like, Ralph Fiennes and Liam Neeson and Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, yeah.
Some would argue that it would be harder to get them than a Kardashian.
Right. That's awesome. I've really enjoyed watching the show. I mean, it's important for us to have a gay nighttime co-host. I mean, I hope host.
I think it's fun that there's a out gay late night host. I like that.
Yeah, definitely. And I want to say congrats on Million Dollar Listing. It's got renewed.
Oh my God, isn't it great?
Yeah. What about the Shahs and...
Yeah, we picked that up too.
So that's picked up too. Okay, I wasn't sure about that.
Yep.
Okay. And it looked like there's a bunch of new shows coming out. Like,
yeah, wow.
Brand new. Like,
and Around the World in 80 Plates is so great. It starts next week. I love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just talked to them, Kat and...
Oh, good.
And Gary. I interviewed Gary.
Oh, great.
And he was really good, you know. And we have someone from Chicago with John from Seasons 52. Oh, what are you going to do when you're in Chicago? Are you going to get to have any fun time? Like, go out to eat?
I mean... I don't know what I'm going to do. I haven't thought that far ahead.
Well, I mean, we can go have a drink, Andy. I'll take you around. I mean, it's just up to you. I'll Twitter you and send you my info if you like. And then, you know, definitely, we'd love to, you know, show you around.
It'll be a good time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Get you some bottle service. Come on.
Thank you.
VIP. I want to ask, what happened to Sandra Bernhard on the show? Is she just busy now? Or?
I hope she's back soon. I love her.
She's so funny, right?
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah. I think that's about it. I had a great time talking to you again. And
thanks, man.
And I look forward to seeing you in Chicago. I'll run up and say hi. And I love the picture thing. I do want to say that. I love a good picture with a celebrity. I totally get it. And how hard people are to get pictures with sometimes. So I'll be getting a picture with you, mister.
Okay.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks so much for your time today. Bye.
Got something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY. Well, everybody, I hope you have a great May week. It's in the middle of the month. I'm heading to Tennessee. Why not? Let's go home and get some sunshine, get some good Southern fried food, and then I'll be back. But after I have my Southern fried food, I'm going to be talking about a healthy lifestyle for us as GLBT people. And I'm probably going to need that. I'm going to do some walking in Tennessee, though, but I'm definitely going to eat some fried food. So I don't know. We're going to have to see if I can balance out and have a healthy lifestyle after I eat the fried chicken and the fried okra and the collard greens and the cornbread and the hush puppies and the mac and cheese and, the list goes on. Happy eating, everybody. Have a good week. I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast. Queer and now. Stranger attractor. Stranger.